Chapter 8. People have long memories, you said. When you looked back, you said, it seemed that much of your life was made up of other people's memories. Is it the same with your people, you asked, and I couldn't answer because for most of my life there was just me and Father. You are walking home from school with Laffy. He is in the same class as you, and because he lives on your street, you always walk home together. Karim is behind you kicking at a stone so that it bounces off your leg whenever he hits his target. You turn to him and raise your fists, but you keep walking with Laffy. When you arrive at your house, you turn to leave Laffy, but you run after him then because there is something you remembered that you have to tell him, and the two of you stand for a time, laughing in the sunshine, until eventually you follow Karim down the driveway. Now you are kicking at stones because you have homework to do, and the evening stretches long before you. You walk into the kitchen, into the smell of baking bread, and Grandmother is there, and she is very stern. Come with me, she says when you arrive, reaching for you and Karim. You put your bag on the table, but this was not the right thing to do. Not there. It's filthy, your bag, she hisses, and you shove it to the floor. Come, she says. What did I tell you? Follow me. The other children are already inside. You notice that her lips are redder than usual, and that she is wearing a nice dress. Too nice a dress for working in the kitchen baking bread. I'm hungry, Karim says, but she frowns at him. You can wait, she says. Your generation knows nothing about hunger. She leads you through the kitchen, clutching each of you by the wrist, through the dark hall, before pausing outside a room that is always locked. Grandmother's room, you call it, for she often sits there in the evenings.